Five Tastes of Holy Week, Episode 3, Sour. It is Thursday, as the week stretches on and stretches out of shape. Tonight the disciples will gather in that upper room, for the heightened emotions and heightened insights of an unforgettable meal. There is a lot bubbling up, circulating, reacting. Longing and anger, suspicion and mourning, resentment and fear. Sour, stale bodies make preparations, hands shaking, hands questioning if this will be the last time we're all together. Acidic words are exchanged, words that bite. There is excitement and unease, faith and doubt, mystery and wonder. Sour, thin wine, acrid vinegar, pools in rivulets, as Judas traces his finger through it. He can hardly hear the voices around him, or taste the food before him. He has sunken inward, unable to raise his eyes to meet the warm gaze of Jesus. In this upper room, the disciples are vibrating. This week has been so tense, the drama weighs on them. And then, Jesus, lifting a cup, speaking into the sour mood, reminds them of the electricity of sour. Of the tartness, of the freshness, of the zest of what is coming. Of what is to come. For sour does not only indicate the rank and unpleasant. It also speaks thrillingly of the refreshing, the piquant, the sharp, the important. His arms widen, his smile deepens, as he talks about the vibrancy of life, the vitality and abundance of it, in all its facets, all its tastes. This sour puckering, this wince, is the beginning, not the end. It tells us to eat the bread. For in this meal there are bitter herbs and salt tears, acidic wine, rich meat, sweet fruit, and of course, bread. And at this he picks it up. This meal, he says, will last. This meal speaks of the riotous range and somehow holy harmony of life. Jesus looks us in the eyes and tells us not to give in to the bitter aftertaste, not to wallow in the burnt and acrid, but instead to heed its wake-up call. Jesus says the intensity of this pinch of salt reminds us to feel the preciousness, the precious essence of life in all its importance. Jesus smiles and says we are not to be dulled by sweetness alone. For sweet only sings with salt and sour and indeed bitter, texture, colour, gradient and wonder. Sweet is a working song, not a dirge or a drone. Jesus pours out the cup and urges us not to curdle in sourness, but to be lifted by the kick of acidity into newness and fullness of life. We ask you, God, to meet us in the sour, acidic tastes of today. The zest and spice that engages and draws us on, that leads us further into each beautiful day. Amen. That was Five Tastes of Holy Week, Episode 3, Sour. Written and read by James Cathcart. The music you heard was the song Have You Room for Love by The Bogle Band, and this episode was edited by me for Sanctuary First.